Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to the Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and are having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on the Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Welcome to a very special presentation of the Comic Syndicate. I'm Josias at For the Villain on Twitter, at Comic _ Syndicate on Instagram. This is going to be a very special San Diego Comic-Con 2019 interview that I was able to conduct. So I'm going to play the interview for you right now. And before that, I'm just going to address who I was able to interview. So this was an Audible original experience. It is an Audible book that you guys can purchase. Find it on Audible. This was an interactive activation that we got to experience. They are going to discuss exactly what the project is. And again, it's from Audible. It's Stan Lee's Alliances, A Trick of Light. Very cool people. Very nice, kind, polite, down-to-earth, good people. They were fun to talk to. I was a little nervous at the beginning, but once I got my bearings, they were just fun to chat with. So don't mind that, guys. So Gabrielle hooked up everything, emails back and forth, and to get me into the activation was awesome. So much love and thanks for that. The people that I did get to interview is going to be Kat Rosenfield, who is the writer. Luke Lieberman and Ryan Silbert are the creators of this experience. Of Stan Lee's Alliances, A Trick of Light. Definitely, again, find them. They do drop their email and how to find them, their Twitter and Instagram, I believe, as well. All right, guys, so bear with the interview. Again, I was a little bit nervous, but I hope you guys enjoy it. Yeah, they were great.
All right, subscribe. Guys, we are here recording from San Diego Comic-Con 2019. We are here with very special guests from Stan Lee's Alliances, Trick of Light. I have three very special guests, so please feel free to introduce yourself.
Luke Lieberman, I'm one of the co-creators.
Kat Rosenfield, author.
Ryan Silbert, co-creator.
And we have another very special guest.
I'm Michaela Maxwell, I'm with Geekscape.
Awesome. Guys, if you guys can please just break down exactly what this experience is, how it came about.
So, do you want us to talk about the activation or the book?
Start off wherever, actually. A little bit of everything, that way we get a bit, our listeners can get a better background.
Well, I think we should talk about the book first.
Let's do that.
So, this is an Audible original, one of the most innovative and one of the last collaborations that Stan completed in his lifetime. It's a totally immersive experience. And it's the story of, I'm going to keep broad strokes here, two young people who each have gifts and whose connection with each other is so powerful that it could save the world or it could destroy it.
Awesome premise, ready. From there, since it is one of Stan's last pieces of, I guess, projects he was working on, how did it grow from there? How did it come about? And the collaboration process.
I met Stan in the year 2000. I was a film student at NYU.
Okay.
And at that point, Stan was very excited about the internet and what it could mean for us as a tool to communicate ideas and for people to communicate with each other. And you cut to about a decade and a half later, and Stan was my mentor, so I knew him throughout, but you cut to a decade and a half later, and he became much more keenly aware of how that tool was being misused and how the internet had become a tool for division and manipulating people's perceptions and manipulating people, and how the anonymity of the internet was causing us to dehumanize each other. And so this story is very much about finding human connection, finding real connection in a virtual space. The idea of A Trick of Light is that all of these digital realities, virtual realities, augmented realities, and just what you see on your phone or on your screen every day, that's not real. That's a trick of life.
Yeah, just the brass tacks of it, like, this was a multi-year process of working and world building and creating many characters and many story threads and sort of the foundations of what became alliances. And then once the choice was made to introduce it through a trick of light, the story, bringing it as an audible original was something very, very exciting for all of us, especially Stan, because it allowed us to tell this story and introduce this universe in a really immersive way, right? Like, these are characters developed for audio, and it allows you then to have a very personal connection. And, you know, co-authored with Kat here, it brings you inside of the journey of Cameron, Nia, Waco, and Zal, and all of the other characters in a way that really no other format allows. So that was really special for us in terms of how we decided to release the project. Now, in terms of where we're sitting right now, we are at SDCC at what was like a mind-blowing experience for the three of us, because we walked in here and it's a completely dark room for the listeners to understand, and it is basically a light labyrinth that brings you inside of the story in a way that I've never ever experienced. Truly, it was like, it's one of the, I wish all the listeners could come step in to 4th Avenue and walk through this trick of light installation, because it is mind-blowing.
It's really cool.
This activation really, it encapsulates perfectly how gripping it is to be told a story in audio, and the way they've made use of, I mean, you know, so many of the other spaces at Comic-Con rely on, you know, visual spectacle. And here, it's really just about the story, and it's about the voice of Yara Shahidi, our incredible narrator.
The writing process for this, how long did it take?
As Ryan was saying, that the world building started years ago, and we were just building out characters and story threads. And then when Stan decided that he wanted to introduce this universe through a long-form narrative, and then it became, you know, Audible became an opportunity. First of all, for Stan, I think just working in the audio medium, it was something he hadn't done a million times, and at that point in his career, that was got him excited.
Yeah,
he'd never done it. Wasn't
yeah.
It?
Yeah, no, he'd never done it. He'd never done it. Well, right, exactly. Finding a new storytelling medium for Stan Lee in his 90s was
an incredible opportunity.
Yeah. So that's when we sort of took this universe that was created and the characters and started to focus them into a single narrative, which is a trick of light, which is the story that introduces you to the characters and the universe.
The foundations of it, we come from Stan, the Alliance's universe that is, come from that question that Stan asks in the intro, which is like, what is more real, the world we're born into or the one we create for ourselves? And like, you know, as fans, you wait your whole life to hear Stan like ask that what if question, right? Because we've read all of that work, and to hear that, it unlocked so many opportunities and potential to develop alliances to introduce Cameron and the through Trick of Light. That question is so meaningful to all three of us and to all four of all and all three of us and Stan.
And how big is the space we're in right now? Just for our listeners, do you have a better?
So we have this room, which is where you're first introduced to it, and then there is a hallway that takes you to a larger space, and then there's a hallway with Stan's audio that brings you out.
For listeners, you walk in and you. It says here, the great beyond, and that's where you experience the beginnings of the journey of the story, right? And you go into the great beyond, and there's
the great beyond lies within.
Yeah, the great beyond lies within, which is from the book. And each space is developed, each little experience is developed from a piece of the narrative. And then there are little audio, or massive audio modules that allow you to focus in on Yara's terrific performance and the terrific writing of Stan and Kat, and really walk out of this experience with a different understanding of the story in a way.
I just want to add on, because we haven't actually made this explicit yet, what you're doing in this activation is that you're experiencing our main character Cameron's transformation from an ordinary person into something a little bit superhuman.
To Cameron 2.0.
Yeah, Cameron 2.0.
And how did the project you guys have been working on in years, but for the activation in general, how long does something like this take to get?
We don't know. I mean,
we're the wrong people to ask.
We just create the, we create the world. There are geniuses here that create this world. I mean, I think what's really moving about this installation, not only as people who have worked on the project for so many years, is, you know, Stan has such an amazing connection with fans. And, you know, we're sitting at this table because he built the fan community basically brick by brick in the prior to the 60s and then into the 60s with the Marvel age, you know, through his soapboxes and through his talks on campus. And, you know, then came conventions, right? And then came the internet. And then came the ability to, like, be able to send a, well, prior to that was sending letters around from, you know, pen pals through the fan pages or through letter pages. And here, it's great because you get to experience Stanley's story with fans, right? And then on the way out, Stan is no longer with us, but he is present. As you exit, they play it, the intro plays, and it's very, very moving because, you know, for us, this part of the experience, you know, we really miss him because he, this is what he really enjoyed so much. He was a long mentor of Luke's, and, you know, it's, this is a really special activation or experience.
He feels present really in this moment, not just because you hear his voice as you, you know, as you leave this experience, but, you know, just seeing how excited everyone is, you know, to share in this story, and we're so excited, and it really just feels like he's kind of here.
Also, actually, when you leave and you're hearing your voice, you're hearing how it just reminded me of how excited he was to work. Like, this was a project he was excited about, and just sort of hearing. And Stan's excitement is contagious. It's infectious. It gets all of his collaborators excited. It gets you motivated, you know?
So alliances sounds like maybe the universe. Mm-hmm. Does that mean there will be other things to come of this?
Well, for the moment, we are very focused on the release of the Audible original. You know, we've been working on this for a long time and couldn't talk about it for the longest time because it was all, like, you know, under cloak and dagger and it was super secretive. So, you know, we'll say that universes tend to expand, and it would be a little weird if this one didn't. But right now, we're very focused on A Trick of Light and, you know, just getting the fan community, you know, excited to be part of this journey and to get in with these characters.
Cool. Do you think that this particular book will expand into, is it called a book?
It's an audible original. Yeah.
Okay. Will it expand into, like, VR or something? Because walking through this experience, I could totally see sitting at home in, like, a VR world, kind of experiencing the light and the sound and stuff all at once.
That is a cool idea.
I think with audio, like, what's one of the things that's so beautiful about audio is that I believe, and we all believe, that we're working in it, it is, like, the most immersive experience. Like, there's a lot of spectacle to virtual reality, but when it comes down to it, like, the 52% of, like, your experience in a film, probably more, but let's just go with 52%, is the sound, right? Like, I mean, it's a very different, you forget it because it kind of becomes part of the story, it becomes part of the backdrop, but it is so important. So I think the most immersive way to experience the story would be through audio. And
we have a print edition coming out in September, so, you know, there's a lot of raw material here that I think, you know, can function really well in any number of mediums.
But one of the things that Stan, when we were talking about how he's excited about the opportunity to do something he hadn't done before, it's an Audible story, one of the things that got him excited was the idea that and as Ryan was talking about fan engagement, one of the things he was excited about was the idea that his fans would collaborate with him and that they would visualize the story and that they could be the Kirby or the Dicko and that they would sort of create their own versions of the characters. We didn't really overly describe the characters because we wanted everyone to be able to sort of visualize their own version of Cameron and Waco and Nia and Zol and Six
and Olivia.
Just name drop.
Just name drop every time.
We never talk about Barry the old man.
We really should. He's like one of my favorite characters.
Awesome. Yeah.
Thank you. Cool. Okay. And as much as you guys want to add, and feel free to jump in with any other questions.
Just out of curiosity, I feel like I'm noticing a trend of technology and humans kind of intermingling in a way that they haven't previously, in comics and movies and stuff like that. Do you have any ideas on why that is, why that's happening at this point in time?
I mean, I think it's happening in real life.
It is.
We didn't even plan that, but it is. You know,
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, what this story is really reflective of is what it's like to live right now in a world where technology influences our lives, where it's our primary medium for connecting with and communicating with each other. Sometimes it's even our exclusive medium for knowing somebody. So I think that this story is another way, a different angle, to explore the anxieties and the questions and the concerns that arise from already living in an age where technology is so much a part of our lives. It's already a part of our identities. You know, you shape this self online. I think, it flows very naturally from something that's actually happening.
And we did do a fair bit of, we're not experts in technology, we're not scientists or anything, but we did a lot of research to just kind of see where things were at, what was coming and what was around the corner to sort of inform the storytelling.
Yeah, I think with a trick of light, as we were saying, we did do real world research and we've come back in and, we went up to Cornell, Stanford Human Interaction Lab, where the Oculus was created, informed a lot of the real fantastical that we developed off, or the real that the fantastical developed off of. But like all Stan's stories, and I think this is why his stories stand the test of time, is that they are mythologically based, they're character based, but they also are set in a world that's familiar to ours. So, with the FF or with the Hulk, these are amazing characters that could develop and be set in different kind of contexts, but where they were set originally were in things that felt very real, like Spidey swings down 6th Avenue, Hulk is dealing with the nuclear age, we hadn't been to space at the point in which the Reed Richards went up there, right? And Kirby rendered that and Stan rendered that from their imagination. So, great storytellers, I do think, trend on trend, will notice and be able to set great stories and great characters inside of things that feel familiar to us. And I think that's something that, in this story, that Kat and Stan achieved.
Okay. We know any goal starts with an idea. I'm going to ask you guys an odd question, but it might be different for each of you as far as the answer goes. What was the most difficult thing about the project to get it to where it is now? Did you guys find a certain stage where it's like, this, we're not getting this, or part of the script, or was it more the technology aspect?
The nice thing is that we had a very, very experienced storyteller to kind of help. We had a Gandalf kind of help guiding us through the path. So, and there are, it's a team sport. So, if you're bumping up against something, maybe Kat has a solution, or maybe Ryan has an idea you can throw at it that I think was the benefit of the collaborative process.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that when I came on board, I expected it to be so much harder than it was. I'm coming from a background, writing novels. And in my experience, that's always been a very lonely, solitary thing. You spend 2 years just rattling around in your head, trying to create something, and it's just you. And hopefully you emerge at the end, back into the sun with a manuscript that's in decent shape. Getting three more brains into the mix, I thought would be difficult, to kind of create that mesh. I was like, oh my god, how is this going to work? Are you going to be able to see the seams in this narrative where each person contributed something? But it's not like that at all.
The push, I think, for me, the hardest what I bump up against is getting creeped out every time a certain sequence happens in the audible original. I, can't like help but like hear it, and I'm like, ooh, super spooky.
What creeps you out?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, no spoilers here.
Oh, okay.
Have you met Six?
Have you met Six?
I met him. I lived inside his head.
Yeah.
Have you met Zol?
What do you mean? That happens on 6th Avenue every day.
Awesome. Just for our listeners and audience, please toss out any work our listeners can find you. If you guys are working on anything, that way I can get them on board to like find you guys wherever they can find you.
I have a mini series out now called Red Sonja, Birth of a She-Devil. I also control the Red Sonja franchise, so I have a hand in everything that's being done, particularly on the publishing side of that.
Any social media, and you guys feel free to drop social media if you guys would like it.
Yeah. Red Sonja Official.
You know, anything that I'm working on, I post on social. So Twitter and Instagram, both just at Kat Rosenfield.
I'm on Twitter, so it's just my name, at Brian Silbert. So you see everything I do there.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, thank you for your time. Do you have any more?
I'm good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time, guys. This was fun.
Yeah, this was a really fun conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Again, that was the great people from Stan Lee's Alliances, A Trick of Light, Kat Rosenfield, Luke Lieberman, and Ryan Silbert. Please follow them. Find them. They're great people. I had a really fun time with them. So again, started off a little shaky, but you know, it's cool. Once you get a conversation going, you feel comfortable. And again, they were great. Huge thank you to Gabrielle, again, the PR. You were great. Thank you for helping us out and getting this interview going for us. Much appreciated. To our listeners, you guys are always rad. I have more content to share from San Diego Comic Con 2019, a few more interviews coming up, but each one is going to get their own special episode. All right, guys, find me at For the Villain on Twitter, at @comic_syndicate on Instagram. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. All right, guys, I'll catch you guys next week. Peace out.